1993.
Okay, we have a call waiting out of the circuit now, I think.
Good for you.
Yes. Okay, go ahead and push the button down there. Now we're connected. All right.
Are we receiving?
Okay, are we, can you hear down there?
Yes.
Okay, are we coming through there okay?
Yes. You're coming through here fine.
Good. Thank you very much, Commander. We have what we call Earth Resources class here, a dozen or so folks to get together once in a while, and so we thank you very much for taking the time for us to arrange for a personal opportunity to ask questions and receive guidance. And we thank you very much for that. Do you have an opening message for the group before we get going?
Well, I don't know that I have any more of a message than I always have, and that is that I come in the holy light of God, Creator, Source. We're having a little bit of problem as one began to denounce, and as we come into the final sorting period, there's a lot going on. But that is my opening announcement. It's been very, very hectic here. If we're a little bit huffy puffy, it needs to be done, but we need to settle down a little bit. As we were trying to get them out of the house and down to this room where the gathering is, we began to receive phone calls from some of our incarcerated brothers, like Stuart Webb, those Russ Barker, you know, this particular group. We did not hear from Luther. So the mind is fragmented, but we'll settle down in just a minute. The news coming forth from both sectors is just extremely critical, urgent, and you're just about to witness George Bush and his October surprise among some of his other dealings with the banks, etc., is going to just blow to smithereens. And he's tried to get as many as he can who know these facts for a fact in prison. And he's managing to do a very good job of it. He has about five of the most critical witnesses, the two with him, the ones they haven't already killed. He's trying to silence. So the next few issues of the contact should be very, very interesting. We're going to start running some of the top, above top secret classified documents for orders, receipts, and statements, etc., transferring things like signed ones, size of wonder missiles, silkworm missiles, this sort of thing. So it's going to be an interesting time, and I believe that we're just about settled down here enough now that I can put her a little bit aside. The pressures are pretty heavy lately, as anyone will know who keeps up with Liberator. Very hard just to stay out of jail. And
going on there, I know
hard lines. Oh, I can't believe this, people, with your wires were going to break up. Can you still read me?
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh.
Because you're beginning to break up now as you come back across. So I think I may have to tend this as I did last time a little bit on my own. So let's go along here and let's see. You know, now all they realize that I'm at least on the airwaves somewhere. So we're going to get some interruptions as Edwards and the CIA kick in. So let's just be a little patient with them. They're a little bit dodo brained. They could have been a little bit more ready than we.
Okay, well, let's hope that all the factions are getting themselves cured.
Well, yes, you see, it's clearing already.
My question, how would you like to handle this? Would you care for the individual have questions to address you directly, or would you prefer the questions route to me, or do you have any feeling?
However you wish to do it.
I'll just talk that it started, and if our class here would like to chime in and ask directly, I think that would be very mentioned this kind of sorting, and one of the questions that keeps coming up are green, we have heard right lately, is Commander Pone, the green.
Hold, please, Sam, we're not picking up at all.
Sam, could you get closer to your speaker?
Okay, I'm on the, how is this?
Oh, that's good, much better.
Is this better now?
Yes.
Okay, I'll speak more loudly then. With regard to the business of sorting, this is time of sorting, and it's been said many times that with regard to George Green, that the commander must have known that George Green was this kind of individual when he became associated with you all there at the Nancy, and yet he was allowed to come in and do his thing, and then here we are now with George Green doing this. The question, I guess, is, why? Why was not George Green separated from the group initially, or withheld from the group initially?
Well, because no one knows another man's contract. And this was what was needed here. This would give him an opportunity to straighten around his life. This is your finest example, or at least one of them, of the ability of free will choice. You do not ever condemn anyone. There is always a return capability. And the facts are that George was doing very well for quite a while. As we began to move farther into the program and more journals were written, Desiree got very, very nervous. And then John Coleman entered the picture, and George could not bring himself not to make some kind of egotistical arrangement with this man. Now, I will tell you that you will be hearing that there's $75,000 that he paid John Coleman. He didn't pay him quite that much. But by the time other fringe benefits were made, like giving away the Institute and the Liberator's computer system, you've got that much or more that was sidetracked. And other things began to come into the picture. He could not see making enough money, quite frankly, for the lifestyle in which he had grown quite accustomed. Unfortunately, it was always at the expense of other people. He had an opportunity to join with some other ones in the trust business, and that will come full circle around to Gary Anderson. Unfortunately, I'm going to disappoint some more of you. You're going to find that Bo Bryce is going to fit into that same group. He had an opportunity to take the plans that were already drawn up through the Institute or via the architect that George brought here, as a matter of fact, through the word. It was not George Green as saying, I have this old buddy over in Nevada, but it sort of was that way. There was an architect, or is an architect in Las Vegas, that had done quite a few very remarkable buildings. He had built the MGM Grand, or at least had drawn it up, made the plans, the architectural drawing. And George knew him. When we offered the compressed earth machinery, for instance, Barry came here to experience that. And of course, the Institute was picking up the bill for all the trips back and forth, etc. But old Hapon was not moving near fast enough for this, you know, high-speed lane. And this is when you began to sort the men from the boys. Patience is the lack of faith. Basically, if you know things are going to be right in their own proper sequence, you can sit back and you can be patient while it unfolds properly. If you don't see enough money coming forth, and you have already stashed over $350,000 worth of gold in your garage or buried in your backyard, and you can see how to pick up twice that much in just a few short weeks, you begin to think very seriously about what other path you can take. So at the time of the transition, he was going to give Hatton a little bit more chance, but he was going to give it to me from Carson City, Nevada. The facts are that the minute he was there, and he had already made arrangements with David Horton, who is his attorney now, and may very well be in jail by next week this time, because he has broken all of the federal laws of legal behavior in a courtroom, and you're going to find that the Nevada laws constricting or restricting lawyers just blatantly lying in a courtroom or coming into play. You don't have that in California. I'd have to look it up about Utah. But in Nevada, you cannot, as a lawyer, give false testimony. And Dave Horton did that. So he's up to his eyeballs in very, very serious trouble. The meetings have already been made with the Sheriff's Department, and they're waiting until next week to finish off the documentation and probably arrest him. So things are very busy. You also have to wait, Sam, while one shows their hand. It isn't a point of either restricting, keeping these ones out of your circle. They're going to come in your circle anyway. And they have a right to go one of either way, away from you or toward you, the black road or the red road, according to the Indian philosophy. And it just happens that when you have that much money, and you're a little bit bored, and you are really swinging on this star out there, and it's an ego trip. You know, you're making a lot of radio programs, and he just absolutely fell to his ego. It has to be this way. You don't just start washing them out, because the minute you start washing them out, they hit you with one that's even worse than that. It's the time of transition of your planet, wherein every effort is going to be made to stop God's truth. Every effort. So we just as soon take the ones as they come along. But this is why.
Yes, okay, I'm going to have to pick up. This is the best way for this to work. I tried hanging up the receiver. So this truly is a time of sorting, then. That this is, in effect, you're giving individuals an opportunity to redeem themselves in a sense. To work for the light, and for a while that was the case, but they reverted back to human traits, and so here we are.
Well, let me put it a little bit more succinctly. When you have ones relative to their level of importance, and I don't mean egotistical importance, I mean the job being done. Let us take a Bob Wright or Georgie is a good example. Or at least will suffice. When these people come within the circle, if you will, and they make this commitment to serve God, they come under the shield of protection. The minute they gain their egotistical attitudes and begin to denounce God, God will, and then we are obliged to remove that shielding. And, of course, the aggressive adversarial energies are just waiting for that veil to be pierced, just the smallest, tiniest hole. And we lost Bo, really, when I told everybody to go vote for Ross Perot and let's overthrow the election system. Bo did not even bother to read the message. He was just incensed that somehow we wouldn't line everybody up and let them be massacred. Well, that's his right, that's his privilege. But the same thing happened with George. The minute he consciously set out to steal, there isn't another word, to take unlawfully, steal the gold, There is no better way to test a man than with money, especially in the form of good, nice, hard yellow gold. And he didn't make it. It's just that simple.
Here's another member of our group with a follow-up question regarding Bo Bryant.
Very good.
Welcome in.
Not going to be able to hear him, please.
I just finished reading Bo Bryant's newsletter.
Yes.
I don't know if you've read it or seen it or not yet.
Yes, I have it in front of me.
I suppose that you've noticed on page 5 how he lumped you together with a bunch of organizations during the panic.
Yes. Thank you. I was hoping that someone would have noticed that so that they could bring it up.
It was quite disheartening when they talked about UFO, outer space, alien tests, and all the same breath. Now that they're just part of the Luciferian seed process, I guess, here on the Earth. I was just wondering, because I've heard it said or read someplace that both sooner or later is supposed to, I guess, change the way and kind of understand what's going on. Maybe you could give us some explanation on different matters. Maybe it's just a whole thing that it's been.
Well, I'm not sure that we got all of your question, but I think what you're asking me is there any hope that Bo will ultimately be able to work within the system as it was originally structured, or what would be his intent? Why would he do what he just did? And why would I be one of the only ones mentioned by name? Bo's got a long way to go. And when he removed his protective shield, we had quite a lot of discussion about that. And it was pretty much the kickoff. You know, how many of you are there up there because George Green had an appointment with him, had gone over and told him the following, that Hatron had gone with he and Desiree when they moved to Nevada. Was also now in direct contact with one on the Earth named Croton. There were many dissertations. Already, he was not too happy with me because I had said that there are a lot of things about Bo Bryant that are going to disappoint everybody. And one of them that you better get ready for is the fact that the POW situation, as it was presented through the Los Angeles big turmoil, here quite a while ago, was false. Didn't happen. And it certainly did not happen the way Bo Bryant presented it to the public. So there are a lot of things about that whole operation going on now that is totally geared to money. But what happened with Bo is that he had searched this world looking for his God, if you will. And he is a Freemason.
Oh, is it Freemason?
Oh, yes. He may very well deny that. He may say, oh, well, yes, I was. But I'm sorry. I can witness this, and he certainly is still a Freemason, at least as he greets his friends. Now, whether he feels strongly about that or not is beside the point. I do not see how you could be a practicing Freemason and also be obliged to swear your entire honor and life to the one, even if you call him Jesus Christ, whatever you want to call this Christ energy, because there are some things in the rituals. And, of course, the mind can put those aside. It literally can. This is why God does not judge what you're doing as much as what your intent is. But once you know the difference, to continue to do things makes you very highly suspect. Now, we can talk all we want to around the Bill Bright phenomenon. He comes out and he is the loudest one to say, I am for Jesus Christ, and that is all there is to it, and that is my life, and I'm going to change this system, and I'm going to return the Constitution, and if you don't do it by ballot, we'll do it with bullets. That is not Christ. Now let's just stop right there. That is not Christ. So when I said to him personally, that is not Christ, he said, we have every right to defend ourselves. And all the way through the Bible, there were incidents. And I said, it is not Christ speaking. Thou shalt not kill. Yes, you may defend yourself, but you are not going to take Capitol Hill with bullets. They will slay you all. Well, okay, you know, so we get past that one. And then we get into the Bible. You must not even suspect that the Bible is not totally correct. And then the next breath will be, well, I know the Bible isn't totally correct, but I know by my own salvation. What do you know about your own salvation? Well, I know that if I believe in this Christ Jesus, that everything will be all right. It will all work out because God wins. And indeed, he's right there. But I'm going to back all of you up. Right back, and if you haven't read that out loud to everyone in your room, I won't take time to do it now, but I think that you better look at that very carefully, because he's talking about body parts. He is talking about satanic ritual. Blood. All right, we go through all of the ones that he categorizes as being the bad boys. You will notice it's a two paragraphs of bad boys. And he cannot even see that he fits in the paragraph. So he does a lot of speaking and interchanging with Andy Williams and Don McElvaney. I respect both of those beings. I take extreme exception to what they are teaching. As far as Christ is concerned, they fall into this new born-again Christian situation where we're going to have, well, I don't know about these, but they have their own set, taught, trained idea of how it's going to be. And all you have to do, quote, is believe on the blood of the Lamb. Blood of the Lamb. Think about this very carefully. Does that set you apart or not? It lumps you right into the satanic rituals that require blood of some physical being to make that transition. And once we say, well, we don't literally mean blood. Well, you get up there and you sing songs like Washed in the Blood of the Lamb.
Gary.
I want all of you to think about that very carefully. And that goes back to some of those old Noahidic, Talmudic, Jewish laws of Zion. That you are nothing in the world but satanic worship. And trying to cleanse the soul spiritual with something physical, and as absolutely alien to anything God would ever have you do, to slay something else, be it your own Christ or God. Never, never. You are trying to find soul purity. And you will never do it by slaying one of God's creatures and then purifying yourself for your action by its blood.
Yes.